I have a mic.
Merry Christmas to all. To all a great night. Welcome, welcome to That SEC Podcast. Annual tradition. The dumbest guy in the world reading a book before Christmas. And before we get started, I want to thank all the cousins for a wonderful, wonderful year. Thanks for hanging out with us, drinking cold beer with us, watching football with us. We couldn't have done it without you. So here's to you all. Merry Christmas. Last year I did a night before Christmas. I thought I'd mix it up with a little more complicated book. And actually, my youngest picked this one out. We're going with the Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Lost Christmas. I thought this would be an easy one, but I forgot it's like a riddle. So bear with me as we get through this one. So as y'all pile in, I'll get started with Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Lost Christmas. Up high on Mount Crumpet, just north of the Who's, a Who just delivered the day's Whoville news. The cave on Mount Crumpet was home to the Grinch, who sprung from his cave just enough plus 1 inch. To stare down the Whoville from high above it, tomorrow was Christmas, and speaking there of it. My heart grinned, the Grinch has grown to quite love it. The Grinch, I messed up that rhyme. The Grinch had been patiently waiting all year to celebrate Christmas and bring the Who's cheer. And to show every Who he was different now, I changed, thought the Grinch, and I'll prove it, but how? While eating his breakfast of Who rash on rye, the newspaper there in the chair caught his eye. A contest in Whoville tomorrow at 3:00. To see who can make the most Christmassy tree. Then he got an idea, a crafty idea. The Grinch got an awfully crafty idea. He laughed in his throat, I know just what to do. The Grinch grabbed a pencil and drew. With a plan in his hand, Grinch hiked to Who Wood, where he found the most Christmassy tree that he could. And he chopped the tree chopping axe, till the tree that he chopping fell down next to Max. Then they hiked their way down with their tree on their backs. Our cellar has all the things we will use to start decorating our tree for the Who's. Grab ribbons, he shouted, grab bunches of bows, grab plenty of these and a pile of those. Bring everything reddish and everything greenish and every last colorful thing in betweenish. I'll win. He was the Grinchiest humming. Then all of a sudden he heard someone coming. Now who could that be? The Grinch said with a sneer. He turned around fast and then who should appear? Right there in the hallway stood Cindy Lou Who, the sweetest of all Who's that he knew. Hello, she exclaimed. I have something to ask. I do hope it isn't bothersome task. I've come here for a small favor, you see, and if you have time and could make one for me. The Grinch interrupted her tiny request. My dear, he replied, it would be really the best. To ask me tomorrow on Christmas, you see, right now I must finish my prize-winning tree. Perhaps I can help you, sweet Cindy Lou said. But the Grinch simply patted the Who on the head. Then he shooed her outside and replied, don't be silly. Do run along now before it gets chilly. Throughout the whole day and late into the night, he worked on the tree till the tree was just right. I've done it, he shouted, a perfectly grand. I hope that it shows everyone Who in the land. What a wonderful Christmassy spirit I found. I know in my heart that I should be crowned. A quarter past dawn with sun rising fast, the Who's were awake and it's Christmas at last. The bells around Whoville were ringing and dinging. The Who's down to Whoville were merrily singing. The Grinch ran outside and cried, "Christmas is here," at the sound of the ringing, a sing-along cheer. And when the time came for the Grinch to depart, he loaded his sleigh and took it off like a dart, sledding down, 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 down to Whoville Town Square. "Contestants," the Grinch heard the mayor declare, "it's time for the judges to judge all your trees. To rest of the who's, have a seat, please." Then the trees were lined up from tallest to smallest. The Grinch tall tree was the tallest of all. And down to the end, to the far, far right, was Cindy Lou Who's, which was much smaller in height. When the mayor announced who had taken third place, the Grinch felt his Christmas-filled heart start to race. And now the mayor, without further ado, the lucky contestant who placed number two, lives high on Mount Crumpet, where thrilled he's here, the Grinch wins second place trophy this year. The Grinch fell a shock at his heart turned ice cold. He felt it start shrinking, and so it told. And there in the square, all the who's were near it are certain they saw and sure could hear it. The moment the Grinch lost his Christmassy spirit, his arms started itching, his legs started twitching, then both of his eyes twitching and itching, and Christmas-filled heart, well, it shrunk down. "I've been robbed," the Grinch snarled. "I threw with this town." The Grinch stuffed his tree and his ramshack sleigh. He lugged it and tugged it and hauled it away. As Max tried his hardest to get him to stay, the who's were all speechless, unsure what to say. The Grinch climbed and climbed, and his heart grew frozen, while back in the contest, the winner was chosen. Today on the merest of the land, the mayor declared the who horn in hand. "I give you our winner. She's not more than three. It's Cindy Lou Who has made the best tree." The Who girl had asked everyone who there that day to make her ornament she could display. To celebrate Whoville and everyone in it, she entered the contest not thinking she'd win it. The Grinch heard the mayor from high on the peak, then Cindy Lou Who grabbed the Who horn to speak. "I wanted all of Whoville tree with ornaments each of you who's made for me, but there is one ornament missing, you see." The whole town of Whoville was there on a limb, except for the Grinch, so she called out to him, "Now please, Mr. Grinch, I saved you a spot. You're someone who's like awfully a lot. This tree is for Whoville. You're a part of it, too. I hope you can hear me," said Cindy Lou Who. Cindy Lou's voice stopped the Grinch in his tracks. He looked down to Whoville, then he looked down to Max. "I thought," the Grinch puzzled, "a prize-winning tree would prove to the who's that today means to me and show them for certain I truly belong. But perhaps I was wrong, belonged all along. And maybe, just maybe, we all instead by being together at Christmas," he said. And there on Mount Crumpet, if you had been near it, you would have been able to see it and to hear it. The moment his heart grew a few sizes more to more than his heart had ever been before. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville's they say that Grinch and his dog Wisbick down on the sleigh. And the Grinch placed his ornament on the small tree. Then he lifted it high so his whole town could see. The who's all hoorayed. They jumped to their feet as the Grinch grinned and said, "Now our tree is complete." Then the mayor declared, "We have one thing to do to make it official for Cindy Lou Who. Who do the honors?" he pointed and said, and the Grinch, he himself, placed the crown on her head. Merry Christmas from that SEC podcast, Cousin Shane, SEC Mike. We appreciate, again, everything you guys have done this year. Wonderful year. We're going to have a wonderful 26. A lot of college football playoff actions yet to come. I appreciate you guys hanging out. Before I go, I want to read some of the comments. I did practice reading this one like 10 minutes before I got on here. "Love you, Scrooge. You too, Tony. Miss Christmas. Come on now. Merry Christmas, Cousin Shane and Mike, and to all the cousins, a good night. be sure to place those cookies out for Santa, of course. Shin, thank you, cuz. Merry Christmas, Cousin Shane. Just a little gift from me to you and Mike. I expect no live tomorrow because you'll be spending Christmas with your families. May both Christmas be blessed, and may the New Year's you see both prosper. Hail State. Thank you, Shin. I do appreciate you, cuz. I appreciate all the cousins hanging out. Merry Christmas, Rick, as always, down there in College Station. Love you guys. Really mean it. Reach out to somebody tomorrow. If you got a family member or a friend you ain't seen in a while, tomorrow is a special day for them, too. And you never know exactly what that five-minute conversation can mean to them. So until we see again, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.